everything's running smoothly.
Oh, it is that sweet Friday feels. This is your KC Morning Show. My name is Hartzell. To my left, my esteemed colleague, the delegate, out of the Upper East Side, Peter R. Sween. And the R stands for...
Rascal. And it's a good day to be in Kansas City, and happy Friday. I'm congratulating you on getting through your work week. Thank you for spending the end of it with us. There he goes, pumping up the volume again so I
can't
speak.
I had a good one. I had the Peter R. Sween. The R stands for Red Friday, because it's Friday, Red Friday, of the Kansas City Morning Show.
It's a Chiefs Red Friday as they get ready for their AFC nemesis on Sunday, the New England Patriots. As you're waking up, we are in the mid-30s. It's going to remain chilly for most of the day, not really going to be higher than 41. So bundle on up today. You're going to feel like a snowman.
That was some of my best material, I think. Just the crescendo up and then the, oh, ladies and gentlemen.
How were your last 2 days? How were your Wednesday and your Thursday?
Hung out with some friends last night. Went to, was it Restless Spirits? Is that the distillery up north? Did a little,
went to a distillery.
Did a little whiskey tasting. It was a good time. Very good time.
You didn't want to invite your morning show partner to the
distillery. Here's the thing. Here's how much I didn't think anything of it. I texted you when I was there. Full disclosure, I told you, hey, man, I might meet some awesome folks. Maybe even get us some people to interview
just
for this show.
Bragging in my face as I'm home, just tirelessly prepping the show.
Tirelessly, huh? Because I was checking that show sheet around 9 o'clock. I didn't see a damn thing.
Well, I was watching Thursday Night Football and eating Thai food.
Oh, is there something that goes...
Really? Really hot Thursday night.
Okay, that's what it was.
Pete Sweeney.
I was like, what's going to tie that together? Mm.
I worked all day. It was a long day of work. Wednesday and Thursday on the Chiefs beat are the toughest days because we get the most sound. There were 7 press conferences yesterday. I was grinding.
7?
Then I got to transition to this. Tireless work ethic.
Tireless. Transition. You say transition as if it's a bad thing. I like to think that this is your time to unwind.
This is...
You get a chance to hang out with your boy. Your boy H. Love to your right. I got the P.S. Sween here to my left. This is a relaxation technique for both of us.
You think this is some kind of therapy for me?
Is it not?
You think I like this?
There he is. My name's Hartzell. Pete, to my left, you gave us weather, but what?
You want your weekend forecast?
Yeah, give me the weekend weather forecast.
All right, well, today, as I told you, the high 42 and the lows 26, mostly sunny. So a little chilly today. Saturday heats up a little bit, high of 51 and a low of 41, so it's sunny. So that's a good Kansas City day where you can get out there and see what's going on.
Is it a good Kansas City day?
And Sunday, high of 56 and a low of 38, cloudy. And that's when the entire city, or most of the city, will be focusing on this Chiefs-Patriots matchup. So
that was last night. What was the game? What was Thursday night?
Well, you'll have to wait for that.
In our
scores. Thursday Night Football, but it was Bears and Cowboys. I'll tell you what happened in just a few minutes.
Pete, I know we were just talking S on each other and forth, but that right there is one of the best morning show teases I have ever heard.
I'm telling you.
That was smooth.
Look at me, slugging and plugging. Happy Friday to me.
Happy Friday to all of us, Pete. Happy Friday to Kansas City, to you, and to me. Before we get to the news, I have a couple quick hits.
Okay.
And by a couple, I have one.
That's just one quick hit, then.
This is the quickest of hits.
Not plural.
Today at noon, there's going to be a climate strike demonstration led by some of our climate activists in KC. Also, the Sunrise Movement. That is one of the groups that kind of really rose post the Green New Deal policy platform put together by like AOC and the Justice Democrats. So if you're interested, like I said, downtown City Hall, climate strike at noon. Details wherever you get your details.
Demonstration, precipitation, appreciation. Let's do the news.
In other news, this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
See, I'm going to miss this weekend.
You're going to miss this beat?
I'm going to miss this sick, cold news beat.
Put it on your phone if you pump it in your headphones.
Put it in my phone.
It's 2019, you know.
Put it in my veins.
29 Sween.
Man, what time is it? 5:19.
Can't
you just bring in the heat before 5:20. Pete S. Sween. My name is Hartzell. This is your KC Morning Show. Let's us do
5-9 Sween. What's going on in the impeachment? Because I know it's coming.
You know where we're headed. Yesterday, again, another huge historic day in, like, not only the history of, you know, our moment, but in American history.
It's now all but certain President Donald J. Trump will be impeached. And whatever you think of him, his conduct or the allegations against him, what House Speaker Nancy Pelosi set in motion this morning likely sealed this day in history.
Sadly, but with confidence and humility, with allegiance to our founders and a heart full of love for America, today I am asking our chairman to proceed with articles of impeachment.
With that, President Trump is now facing what only three other presidents have, House lawmakers drawing up formal indictments against him. Andrew Johnson, Bill Clinton were ultimately impeached. Richard Nixon resigned instead.
So that was part one. I woke up to that yesterday morning. And then later on, Nancy Pelosi, the House Majority Leader, she comes out and does a basically kind of a Q&A press conference. And then fireworks.
I hate the president, Madam Speaker.
I don't hate anybody. Don't you accuse me. I did not accuse you.
I asked a question. Representative Collins yesterday suggested that the Democrats are doing this simply because they don't like the guy.
That has nothing to do with it.
I think the president is a coward when it comes to helping our kids who are afraid of gun violence. I think he is cruel when he doesn't deal with helping our dreamers. I think he's in denial about the climate crisis. However, that's about the election. This is about the Constitution of the United States. I resent your using the word hate in a sentence that addresses me. I don't hate anyone. I was raised in a way that is full, a heart full of love, and always prayed for the president. And I still pray for the president. I pray for the president all the time. So don't mess with me when it comes to words like that.
Some bad lady there. That's a bad lady.
I have no experience in government journalism, right? But what I will say is, even on the pro football level, if you ask a question, you can't bait somebody.
No. She's literally leaving the stage and he says, "Do you hate the president?" Which clearly was trying to get a response, and she gave it to him.
There are left forms of journalism that try to get the president to say something sometimes, too. So let's make sure. Like I always try to say.
Oh, absolutely.
But
listen,
at the same time, this
meet
is the
new
news
boss,
yesterday.
Same as the old boss.
Right.
Same kind of thing. News out of Arrowhead. This was news that hit us a little bit close to home, Pete.
Right in the neck.
And let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. Mitch Holtis with you. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
First and 10 at the Charger 36. Mahomes, corner pattern, left it. It's caught over the shoulder. The sausage has it. 10-5, touchdown, Kansas City. A wheel route to the sausage. The longest play by far of the sausage's career. 36 yards. It's sausages for everybody in the sweet nectar of the end zone.
I love it. I was going through like some of Mitch Holtis' greatest hits. I was like Priest Holmes, had some of the Dante Hall clips, but you know,
Anthony Sherman.
When you get sausage at like 10 times in a 15-second window, you've earned my kind of respect, Mitch. The Chiefs are headed to a new radio home in 2020. After 30 years, the Kansas City Chiefs will be leaving Cumulus Media, so that obviously for those who listen on the radio on the weekends, that's 101 The Fox, classic rock here in Kansas City. 30 years they've been with The Fox, and they are now moving to Intercom, our radio home. I guess the folks that sign our checks, no matter how marginal they are.
That's okay. That's all right. Checks are checks, right?
I gotta be careful about this little news segment here. Intercom will be broadcasting Chiefs games on 106.5 The Wolf, the country station. As part of the agreement, The Wolf will broadcast all preseason, regular season, and postseason games, pregame and postgame coverage. Intercom 610 Sports Radio will get unique content, including the Chiefs Kingdom Radio Show, which that was my transition.
Mondays at 6.
For those who are worried that Mitch Holtis and crew will not return, guess what? You're wrong. He's back, baby. He will be back for his 27th.
Never left. Back like he never left.
Like he never left, man. Never left. 27th
season.
Back like
I never left.
He'll be back in 2020. The agreement starts February 16th. Our boss, Mr. Dave Alpert. I love you, Dave. The leadership you've shown through this entire thing.
You always humble brag. I was at Arrowhead yesterday.
No, I'm not done. I'm not done congratulating this man.
Wait, listen, before you get to Dave.
You better give him some love. He's our boss.
Before you get to Dave, I saw Mitch yesterday, and I, no joke, and this is a real story. I go, Mitch, congratulations. Changing animals. Because he's going from the wolf to the, or if we're going from the fox to the wolf.
Pete, don't tell me you did that.
And he didn't take to the joke.
He didn't.
If you could believe it.
Shocker.
Continue with your love for your book.
No. I just want to quote. I want to make sure that I don't misquote such a instrumental part of the future of Kansas City radio. Dave Alpert, what a visionary. Our GM of Intercom to have the wherewithal to be so extremely pleased to enter this new partnership with the Kansas City Chiefs, one of the NFL's most well-respected and, dare I say, prestigious organizations, led by my fearless leader, Dave Alpert, regional president and market manager of Intercom Kansas City.
Hartzell Gray, a true company man.
I toe the company line. The company line says go Chiefs for the foreseeable future.
Congratulations.
Led Hartzell. Again by, I think, my fearless leader, your fearless leader.
That's right.
Dave Alpert.
Big Dave.
Intercom Kansas City. I'll have a job for a couple more weeks. I sure will. A Tale of Two Bidens. I put that on our show sheet. It's crazy how in not that long of a time, Barry O left in 2016. Long may he reign. And when remember back when it was Uncle Joe Biden, and he was driving off in that Corvette, and he had those memes and those gifs of like the sunglasses going down, and it was cool Uncle Joe for a long time.
Right. Yep.
And just out of nowhere. Joe, like, just, I mean, I, y'all know where I stand politically, so I'm okay with all these Dems running. But, you know, Joe, couple hitches around the giddy up. Joe Biden's in Iowa, and he's having a town hall, and he has some questions. And so Joe Biden gets a little feisty, takes a question from a voter who was not going to vote for him. So you can understand why you might get a little angsty.
In Iowa, Joe Biden, confronted by a retired farmer who says he'll vote for anyone but Trump, but still had some tough words for the former vice president.
You're selling access to the president just like he was. So
you're a damn liar, man. Oh. That's not true. Oh. And no one has ever said that. No one
the
has proved that.
I see it on the TV.
You see it on the TV.
I didn't say you were doing anything wrong.
I said I set up my son to work in an oil company. Isn't that what you said? Get your words straight, Jack.
Whoa. I'm like, the way that they're talking, it sounds like it was like 1988,
and I'm 89. Like, show.
I saw you on the TV.
That's TV.
Like that's a conversation from
I'm just thinking, Joe,
late 80s, early 90s.
You are talking to an 82-year-old farmer in Iowa, giving him the business. Man, that's you. That's like the Spider-Man meme.
Well, if the farmer
you're literally
wasn't
looking
such,
at yourself.
I mean, for what it's worth, if the farmer wasn't such a damn liar, then maybe Joe wouldn't have to put him in his place.
Well, hold on. Joe hasn't put him in his place yet because the plot thickens.
Look, the reason I'm running is because I've been around a long time and I know more than most people know. And I can get things done. That's why I'm running. And you want to check my shape on? Let's do push-ups together here, man. Let's run. Let's do whatever you want to do.
Oh, wow.
Let's take an IQ test, okay? All right. Number one.
Let's take an IQ test.
The crowd goes wild, like all of in the home are just going, "Oh, we got you."
Sounds
Joe.
Like it's wilding out.
Push-ups.
Where's Nick Cannon?
Push-ups and IQ tests. That's what's happened. See what I mean? From Uncle Joe to Grandpa Joe in like T-minus no time. We'll see what else. We'll see what else happens on the campaign trail today.
Get it together, Joe.
Huge news out of City Hall yesterday. This is how. What is this?
I was going to sing Celebration for you.
A monumental vote. The Kansas City Council votes to eliminate bus fares.
And this will not happen overnight. This vote essentially makes it a green light for the city to be able to do this. Right now, it costs about $1.50 if you want to take the bus one way or $50 for a monthly pass. While they all are in theory in support of free transit, the big issue here is how to fund this. It's estimated that this will cost about $8 million a year as it stands right now.
If our streetcar is free, then our bus should be free. And so this is a no-brainer.
I'm concerned that in looking at funding this, one source might then be our health levy.
So how do we make this a sustainable program?
I'm absolutely thrilled that the mayor and the city council have made the people of Kansas City one of the highest priorities we can, especially with this resolution.
The hope is if there is no speed bumps to have this up and running by sometime next year.
Bravo. Bravo. This is what I'm talking about, man. That's how you do it, KC. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Getting folks to and from. I'm so happy about that. I'm just so, I mean, it's just,
congratulations,
how cool is that,
man.
Right? Like, just to be at the forefront,
you get to work for free,
of public transit. That's just dope. Super, super cool. It's like the Kansas City Council on Thursday enthusiastically endorsed the idea of voting unanimously to direct the city manager to identify up to $8 million from the city budget to fund the free bus service. Now, everyone is in agreement. We want to make this public transit free. There were some valid questions that were raised. How are we going to pay for it?
$8 million is a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. And Catherine Shields was on the audio. She was the one that was asking, you know, are we going to lose something from another fund? Which right. is a question that's asked about any kind of
sure.
anything.
Any program.
Yeah, and it's a question you should ask. But do the pros outweigh the cons? I mean, I'm not a news guy. I'm not a educated man. I don't have a degree. I don't play one on TV. But I think everything sounds awesome. I think this is exactly what you need.
Right. I mean, the details in it are, let's make sure that it's not taking money from a program that people desperately need. But at the same time, I'm sure Mayor Q will be on top of it, and they'll figure it out.
The zero fare option will only apply to Kansas City, Missouri buses. So there are some caveats. Even though rideshare does serve the entire metro area that's split between 7 counties and 2 states, only buses that originate and return to KC would be free. So again, there are some caveats, but this is step one and what I think is the right direction. And I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I may have to skip this one. I was gonna do some news about Willie Nelson.
Nah, give it to us.
You know what? We got time, right? We got some time.
Legendary Texas musician Willie Nelson says he's no longer smoking pot 65 years after rolling his first.
Hey, just real quick, pour one out for the legend. you hate to see the legends hanging up, but just pour one out.
I don't smoke anymore. I take better care of myself today than I did then.
The 86-year-old admits years of smoking marijuana has taken its toll on his lungs. So he made the decision to quit for good and instead focus on performing.
I have abused my lungs quite a bit in the past, so breathing is a little more difficult these days. And I have to.
Is it bad that I thought she was going to say, and instead consumes edibles?
Be careful.
His health issues have prompted rumors that he is near death, struggling to stay alive. His response to that?
I don't give a.
Oh, my man.
I love Willie. That was a bit of a bummer, man. That was a bummer because, you know, when you think Willie Nelson, you think like the Mount Rushmore of
weed smokers,
cannabis consumers.
Who's the Mount Rushmore of weed smokers? I mean, you, someone who likes to take part, Bob Marley mm-hmm. and Willie Nelson have to be in it.
You got to think Marley, got to think Willie, got to think maybe Woody Harrelson. Think Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg's in it.
Snoop, absolutely.
That's the third.
Snoop is.
I don't know about Harrelson.
Oh, absolutely. Woody.
I'm saying people
Google
who are
search.
Definitely in it. Nelson
okay.
is in it. Marley. Who'd we say? Snoop Dogg.
Yep.
There's got to be somebody else. You think it's really Woody Harrelson?
Yes, Woody Harrelson chiefs like a chief. Yeah, absolutely. Willie Nelson, for those keeping track
Dwayne
at home.
Bo.
You know what? So funny you mentioned that. So one time Dwayne Bo, sorry for the side tangent. Dwayne came to the station about a year and a half ago. I guess it's maybe almost 2 years ago. He's rapping now. I don't know if you know this.
Yeah, he is.
And so he's got like this Migos look going on. He walked in. I'm like, what the hell is all this? I was like, oh, is that making Dwayne on them bows? Oh, man, what's he doing here? And homeboy like had the fattest certain thing
sure.
in the parking lot with his crew. And I was like, man. The rich get richer. Must be nice. Sorry.
So I'm looking
Completely
at it.
Completely unrelated.
Looking at it right
it
now.
It was related. Totally related.
Nelson, Snoop Dogg, and Marley. I see your point on Harrelson.
Woody's
I
up
think
there, man.
Seth
Absolutely.
Rogen challenges.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
For the weed.
Oh God.
Smoker.
Yeah. Pineapple Express. That basically anybody on that anybody in that cast and crew could be included on the Mount Rushmore of cannabis connoisseurs. 86-year-old Willie Nelson. For those who are curious. So let's finish it up in my portion of the news. What could possibly be the worst wedding proposal of all time?
Call this marriage proposal a crime because it all started with what appeared to be a robbery.
That, okay. That, okay. That, okay. Yep. You, that right there. You right there.
No.
You have kids?
No.
How many kids?
I have three.
What do you mean you're not married? I'm saying, right. You know what? What are you waiting for? Will you marry me?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Kill me.
Then these guys sing.
Look at me, I'm on my knees. Girl, I wanna marry you. Marry you.
The video was posted by Prank It Forward and took a month of planning. As the infamous question goes, will you rob me?
Oh my God.
That story, there's a lot going on, huh? There's a whole lot going on. I was looking at it.
What do you gotta, what's got to be going on in your mind to...
When I was looking at the video and they're doing it in this like gas station convenience store area. So like by the beer and the Pepsi and stuff, it's tight corners and it's legitimately terrifying. Like I would have also, like the woman's crying. She had no idea what was going
crying
on.
Crying in fear.
In absolute horror.
Usually in these moments, whoever's getting proposed to cries out of joy.
Uh-huh. Not so much.
And this woman thinks she's about to die. It sounded like.
What even? It was a gas station out of Philly, so I guess it all makes sense.
Oh wow!
So if you're looking for
it's Patriots week, and you're going at the wrong city.
Hey, listen, if you need some ideas, this guy, it worked. I mean, it was a walk to get there, but she said yes.
Unreal that she said yes to that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I would say no, and I'd also say never speak to me again. That's what I would say.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just saying. Robbery is a new Infinity Stone.
All right, so in sports, I've said it a couple times, the Chiefs play the New England Patriots this weekend in Foxborough, Sunday at 3:25 p.m. Hartzell, what will you be doing during the game?
See if I'm still awake, because I'm be partying hard because Chiefs!
I know there's a number of watch parties in the city because this game is obviously away. Mahomes will be facing New England for a third time in his career. Everybody remembers last year the Chiefs losing in the AFC title game at Arrowhead Stadium in overtime.
When you lose to a team, you're going to want to beat them the next time that you play them. But, I mean, I remember being on the sideline and having full confidence that our defense was going to make the stop. And they got really close to us several times on that drive. And so, I mean, you never feel like you never had that defeated feel until after the game is over, I guess you would say. I mean, I had the utmost confidence the defense was going to get that stop in that possession, and we just camped a little short.
Yeah, the confidence was good, Pat, but it didn't work. Tom Brady waltzed down the field, and the Patriots scored a touchdown.
Oh, I don't like how you phrased any of that. I don't like any of that phrasing.
31. So this is revenge week. In two games versus the Patriots, Mahomes has 7 touchdowns and 2 interceptions, but he has not been able to beat now 42-year-old Tom Brady. It's an old man up there.
I don't like the way you're doing this. I don't like the way you're doing this highlight.
You know, a president's going to get impeached. Maybe Brady will run. I asked Mahomes this week if he feels a little bit pressure in this one, as this could be the last time he could face someone who many people consider the greatest of all time.
I've known for a while that it's not going to be the last year anytime soon. I mean, he's still playing at a high level, and unless he just doesn't want to play, which I don't see. I mean, I expect to see him for at least a couple more years. And I mean, whenever you play a guy like this who's won all these championships, you want to go out there and give your best effort of obviously, and you want to try to find a way to win. But at the same time, it's a team game, and we're going to go out there and just try to do whatever we can to come out with the win.
Chiefs have a number of players missing practice this week. The number one name we're watching right now is Frank Clark, the defensive end. Very important player. We'll see if he suits up on Sunday. I predict he'll be questionable at game time decision.
I just didn't love the way you did that one. You know, you didn't feel confident
well,
in your
thing.
Voice.
Here's this thing.
I thought maybe it was some subtle shaving.
I love it as a teammate and a member of the Chiefs. I love that Mahomes is like, I have the utmost confidence in the Chiefs defense last year.
But as a journalist.
That's what he has to say.
As a journalist.
Right? That's what he has to say. We all agree that. The Chiefs defense last year stunk. They stunk. Yeah. So, whatever. I mean, I get it. That's why I was a little bit like that. Anyway, Missouri football continues to search for their coach. You'll be interested in this, Hartzell.
Send your hate emails to psswean@something.com.
Fans seem to be getting restless that there have not been what would be considered A-list names connected to this Mizzou job.
Yeah.
Trying to go away from the true Suns. I don't know about that. False Suns? From the St. Louis Dispatch. Sterk, the AD, Jim Sterk of Mizzou, has shared with some board members that Mizzou is targeting Arkansas State's Blake Anderson, Army's Jeff Monken, and Louisiana Tech's Skip Holtz. A source confirmed Board members did not outright reject any candidate, but some are worried about the public fallout if Mizzou doesn't consider other high-profile coaches.
Oh, you don't say, huh?
Instead of settling for lesser-known names, especially after firing Barry Odom.
What genius
a true
said
son
that?
Of Mizzou alum, whose last three teams were 21-17, each won enough games to be bowl eligible. So, in short, the Mizzou coaching search is turning into a mess.
It's turning into a mess. Mizzou is a mess, man. M-I-Z.
Mizzou basketball and football, obviously the most important college sports and the ones that make the most money right now, are just not in good places. They can't go to the playoffs because of that sanction.
But
better times have been had at
Shakespeare's
Mizzou.
Pizza, though, let me tell you.
2020 will be a new year. Kansas has announced a half-court contest for January 11th during the Baylor versus KU game in Allen Fieldhouse from the Kansas City Star. It's called Three-Pointer of a Lifetime, and for the low price $325,
what?
A fan will receive two tickets to the game and a chance to take a shot from beyond the three-point line at James Naismith Court. Make that shot, and the fan will get two free tickets to each of the Jayhawks' final eight home games.
I have to pay for the pleasure?
You have to pay for it, right? That's what I was thinking. I thought it would be a drawing where maybe they take 10 people for free to do this.
Man,
you have to pay
hustle.
To do it. On Wednesday, UMKC came within 3 points of Iowa State with less than 7 minutes left in the game before Iowa State pulled away from the Kangaroos, a final of 79-61. Yikes.
Hey, I like those UMKC uniforms.
Well, the uniforms are nice. They lost by 18 points. But as you know,
that doesn't matter.
The KC Morning Show is still ruining up.
Positive show over here.
Hashtag ruining up.
You've been just salty all morning.
Listen, I'm honest. You want my respect? Win a game. The Chicago Bears defeated the Dallas Cowboys, you're wondering this, 31-24 on Thursday Night Football. Though the score was a lot closer than the game dictated, the Bears dominated all night. Mitch Trubisky, who has absolutely stunk this year. He looked like Lamar Jackson.
Supposed to be an MVP candidate, huh?
Four touchdowns for Trubisky. He looked great. This is the player the Bears drafted. He hasn't been that way all year. We'll see if it can continue.
There's a lot of hot takes about that dude.
The Bears now go to 7-6, and the Cowboys drop now to 6-7. Could be some changes, but
you know what I like about that Cowboys decision. You know what I like about that? Jason Garrett to MIZ.
No,
come on, man. Jason Garrett in Columbia.
He's not coming to Columbia.
Listen, times are hard.
You don't go from America's team to Columbia to Trops.
Is that all in sports?
That's it, man.
Oh, that's it. Oh, that's sports.
Morning Show.
On Fridays, we do what is called your Flicks Own the Friday. We got movies, we have trailers, we have all the things that will preoccupy you this weekend. Maybe you want to take that hot new thing you've been trying to court for weeks. You know, you've been texting her, you've been texting him.
I saw Hustlers the other day.
I'm not, hold on. I'm trying to set the stage for a hot date tonight.
Oh, God, okay.
You've been texting back and forth. You felt a little bit nervous. You don't know each other, but
nervy.
You know what?
Yeah.
You know you want to hang. So you say, let's do the least. How about you and I go see a movie?
Well, what go do you see a movie? Why don't you invite her over or him over?
Well, I don't know what to watch. Well, that's crazy because I listen to this thing called the KC Morning Show, and they do flicks on Friday. I got the idea for you. I got the best thing you should be listening to and watching. These are real conversations, yeah.
Yeah, no, it sounds good. It sounds like that will get you a date.
Mm-hmm.
I would say
let the KC Morning Show get you late.
I would say this:
words to build a life on.
You should also consider just staying home and watching a movie. I watched Hustlers the other night, which was something. Did you know that Jennifer Lopez was in that movie and she's 50 years old?
That's a new one, right? This one just came out recently. She's like she's
the head honcho,
the madam or something, right? Kind of
yes.
Deal?
And listen, we're not going to do a ton of gawking on the show, but J Lo right now is in the best shape.
Unbelievable.
That's
right?
All I'll say.
Unbelievable.
It's
A-Rod, right? And did they finally get engaged?
I don't even know.
It's not fair. Some guys have all the luck. Like I said, the reacher get reacher. It's not fair.
Anyway, Hustlers was okay though. I didn't love it. As a whole, that's my quick and dirty movie review. It just, there were some moments that you enjoyed.
Oh.
But the movie as a whole, it could have been better.
Wow, that might be, that's Rotten Tomatoes level criticism.
Sweeney and Hartzell give it two thumbs down.
What a critique that was. Let's set the stage for what you could watch tonight. Netflix, The Irishman is out. There's nothing really else good that I wanted to see. There's The Aeronauts is out. It's like about balloons or something. I don't care about that at all.
Rather watch up.
Martin Scorsese has The Irishman. It is a Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, Joe Pesci starring mob swan song for Mr. Martin Scorsese. Scorsese? Scorsese?
Scorsese? Stacey?
How do you say that?
Scorsese. Oh, wow.
Two people in the world are one of these, and only one of them is Irish.
So again, I didn't have time to show prep last night. That is the easiest, shortest trailer I found. It's
how are the reviews for The Irishman?
Oh, real good. Real good. It's
3.5 hours is a commitment.
That's what I was going to say.
But it's on Netflix, right?
It's 3.5 hours. People have put together a watch list of how you could break it up if you need to take some time. But it's a Friday. It's the weekend. Watch The Irishman. Everyone I've talked to said it's perfect.
You know, we talked about halftime shows before. That seems like a movie you maybe needed a halftime show. Break it up.
We need a whole different podcast now, just movies with Pete.
97% on Rotten Tomatoes for The Irishman, so that's pretty good. The epic gangster drama that earned its extended runtime, Irishman finds Martin Scorsese revisiting familiar themes to poignant, funny, and profound effect. Scorsese actually employed my sister for a little while as an intern, and he doesn't like new people.
Is this a bit or are you being real?
I'm real, for sure.
Oh,
really?
Real. Okay.
He doesn't like new people. This is a little nug. He doesn't like new people. And so my sister legitimately, because she was only a temp kind of, would have to hide when he showed up to what was the office. And
what?
Because he gets freaked out by like new people.
Okay, so it's not that he's a jerk. He's just kind of just
well
socially. Oh, so he's kind of an asshole, huh?
No, I'm not saying that.
Oh! I'll have to scrub this from the record. Sorry. Okay.
No? Well, keep it on the record.
That's interesting. Let the record show. Okay. Well, I'm going to watch that this weekend. I think that's going to be my flick of the weekend.
You're going to stay awake for that whole movie?
Yeah, I think I'm going to do it. I'm going to sit down and watch the whole thing. 3.5 hours. I'm going to do that. Because you got to think, man. These guys. Oh, I didn't tell you.
What?
Oh, I wish I could show you my phone right now, but we're using it to record. I have news. Oh, I totally forgot to write this down. I have news.
What is it?
I'm going to see Star Wars.
When?
December 19th. Nice. December 18th and 19th.
Congratulations.
Because I'm going to watch the marathon.
Oh, you got it.
I got a different one. I'm about to... The show's over. I'm throwing the show away. I didn't get the online TV one. The one we talked about. It was like online TV, whatever that contest was. Well, I haven't found out if I got it because that one doesn't get the winner till I think December 11th. Well, get this, though. I know a guy that knows a guy that knows a guy who works at AMC Corporate.
Wow.
Who did a wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Like, hey, can you put in a good word from a guy? Long story short, fast forward. Going to New York, December 18th and 19th. All movies, all straight to Rise of Skywalker. We start, I think it was 5. It's 5. No, it's 4:15 p.m. on the 18th, and we watch Rise of Skywalker at 5 p.m. on the 19th.
If you want to co-host the KC Morning Show on Wednesday, December 18th.
Was this not the way to tell you I need to fill in? Was this not the way to tell you that we're going to do a thing?
We will have you, so let us know.
Pete will have you, so let him know.
Let's go through some of these events this week, and congratulations on your event.
You know, thanks, Pete.
You just spawned on me.
Appreciate it, man. The force is strong.
A few moments ago. Mm-hmm. tonight, it's the Mayor's Downtown Holiday Lighting Festival. Activities include the Christmas tree decorating, holiday characters, visits
to
Santa.
You want some music
and
for this?
Mrs. Claus? Sure, if you want.
Want some music? Keep going.
Classic holiday movies and other holiday traditions. Activities begin at 4 p.m. on the first floor of the Unified Government Office Building at 7th and Barnett. Mayor Q, a friend of the show, right? Friend of the show? Lights the tree.
Hopefully interviewed
at
guest
7 p.m.
on the show very soon.
Mayor's Downtown Holiday Lighting Festival. The Soul of Santa Holiday Tree and Street Lighting.
There we go. How about that?
Is set for tonight. What is this, a strip club?
This is local Kansas City band Hembry. House on Fire is the album. Look at me plugging. Probably my favorite record of 2019. House on Fire by Hembry. They were on, I'm gassing up my boys real quick. They were on Thursday Night Football, Monday Night Football. They're very good. Check them out. Hembry from KC. House on Fire.
Worried to gonna get electrocuted from all these plugs.
They listen to the show.
The Soul of Santa holiday tree and street lighting is set for tonight at 6 at the corner of 18th and Paseo. Lighting at 6:30. A special Soul of Santa Christmas of Diversity concert will follow in the historic Gym Theater. Doors open at 7:30 p.m. and the concert begins at 8. The Truman is hosting its 15th annual Ugly Sweater Party at The Truman,
with proceeds
benefiting Operation Breakthrough, a local organization dedicated to helping children living in poverty right here in Kansas City. I believe it's $50 for the open bar, KC's Ugly Sweater Party.
Let's go shut that down.
First Fridays in the West Bottoms also tonight. And you know it's Christmas time because the Nutcracker begins on Saturday and continues December 22nd. It's my mom's birthday. Happy birthday,
Mom. Hey, happy birthday, Mom Sween.
The Trans-Siberian Orchestra play the Sprint Center with two showing 3 p.m. and 8 p.m. on Saturday. The Trans-Siberian Orchestra plays the Sprint Center with two showings 3 p.m. and 8 p.m. on Saturday. Earlier in the day, the 6th annual 12-ish Bars of Christmas Bar Crawl is happening in downtown Lee Summit at 2 p.m.
Wait, what was that?
The 6th annual.
Is it 12 Bars of Christmas? I wasn't paying any attention.
12-ish Bars of Christmas.
Yeah, that's a staple. I should pull up some of my old pictures I got.
Yeah, that's happening in downtown Lee Summit, 2 p.m.
on Saturday. DTLS. We call that DTLS where I'm from.
Okay. Tickets only $10. Raising money for Hope House.
Dirty scum it, baby. Let's go.
And then you could take those tipsy feelings and head to the Magic Tree in Lee Summit.
You go to Stewie McBrew's. Go to Stewart's.
Officially lit Saturday night at 7:30 p.m.
Swing by the old VFW because that's how we roll.
And Hartzilla, if you can feel it coming in the air of the night, a Phil Collins tribute band is playing.
Hold on. You should have told me that. I could have got us some Phil. 1 second. Keep going. Vamp for me.
Guy doesn't look at the sheet.
I told you, I didn't show prep today.
If you can feel it coming in the air of the night, a Phil Collins tribute band.
Do that again. Say that one more time. What was that?
If you can feel it coming in air of the night.
You have to sing that sentence because if you just speak that sentence, it has a whole different kind of meaning.
A Phil Collins tribute band is playing at 8:30 at Knuckleheads on Saturday night. On Sunday in Zona Rosa, there is a sensitive Santa offering for children with special needs from 9 to 11 a.m. What that means is the music is turned down, the lights are dimmed. The idea is a bit of Christmas magic for children who might not be able to process a traditional Santa experience. So special needs, autism, things like that. Sunday in Zona Rosa.
Have I become the guy that just plays like sound effects? Like I'm just sound effect radio guy
man.
Now.
You're a hype man.
Like this is so fun. I get why Morning Zoo was a thing in the 90s. This is fun.
The 90s. That's what we're doing. Alamo Draft House is having a Christmas story.
There it is. I found it.
Yeah, 5 minutes late. It'd be nice if he looked at the script before we start the show. Alamo Draft House is having a Christmas Story movie party on Sunday at 7 p.m., which after you listen to the Arrowhead Pride postgame show on 610 Sports Radio, head on over to Alamo. Plenty of Chiefs watch parties on Sunday. A lot to do in Kansas City if you just get out there. If you have an event we need to know about, email us at kcmorningshow@gmail.com.
Sorry, I think I just broke something real quick. Did you lose audio for a second?
Lack of professionalism.
Did you? I lost you in my right channel. Sorry, keep going.
Our sports preview.
I broke it again.
Talked about KU before and their halftime dream contest that Hartzell's going to enter this weekend. It's KU versus Colorado at 6 p.m. on ESPN2.
Against all odds. Take a look at me now.
The Jayhawks are looking for their 7th win in a row.
Snaps for me. Snaps.
Colorado coach Tad Boyle actually played college basketball at Kansas. He says, for me, it's another game. I know it's going to be a tough game. Obviously, I played there. I know the power of that building. Our players don't know the power of that building. Handling that pressure and controlling their tempo are two of the things we have to do to have a chance. Mizzou, your school, tries to crack.
You really were into that. You read a quote?
A
couple sentences long?
losing streak against Temple.
Sports guy.
6:30 on ESPNU. This is all Saturday. Mm-hmm. And K-State plays Marquette at 8 p.m. on ESPN2 right after KU in Colorado. So if you're into the KU-K-State rivalry, the games are back-to-back ESPN2 starting at 6.
I'm into it.
On Sunday, 3:25 p.m., it's the game the nation has been waiting for. It's Chiefs-Patriots on CBS.
What is your plan? Now you got to work, but are you going to be able to – you're going to really try to take this one in from the studio? You're going to be watching from...
Yeah, so every game I'll watch. So I'm there every day during the week interviewing people. And then on Sunday, I take it in from the studio so I can go right on the air before and after the game.
I might come and see you guys.
610 Sports Radio.
You provide
1:25 p.m. on Sunday.
Sunday.
Immediately following the game, you can catch the Arrowhead Pride Radio Show on 610 Sports Radio. Now the official partner of your KU. The City Chiefs.
And when we come back, we're going to have a sports trivia game with some sports knowledgeable guys here on the sports radio station. It's sports.
As a reminder, if you want to follow us, we are the KC Morning Show everywhere on Instagram. We changed it. We're the KC Morning Show.
Not underscored. Not being left off or forgotten. We are the GD KC Morning Show.
You can get at us on Twitter at PG
Sween. Are you
ready
to go yet? I'm
Hartzell,
squirrely, man. I'm squirrely today. It's
time
to go home, man. I got to go to sleep.
Bundle up today. It should get warmer throughout
the weekend. I'm sweating profusely.
That's your KC Morning Show.
Hot Rod, Roddy Piper.
Good weekend to be a Kansas Cityan.
Good week to be a part of this program with you, my friend, my esteemed colleague, Mr. Peter.
Who?
Peter A. Sween.
A plus.
The A stands for an A-plus job.
Thank you.
A-plus job this week. Again, if you have any...
Man, you're a C-minus. I hate to say it.
It's real talk. Hey, listen, thanks for not lying to me.
I wouldn't.
Because you're not a damn liar.
I wouldn't.
You would never be a guy, and you would never be confused as a damn liar.
No.
Not you, Jack.
Not me.
Not you, Jack.
Want to do some push-ups.
My name's Hartzell. That is Pete. This right here, your KC Morning Show. We're going to see you in the morning.
The KC Morning Show.